All right, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Table Talk. It's me, Papa Hector, Care Bear, Ali Alice here. You can sign up or subscribe at Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. You can send a donation to the temple at Cash App, $ Hector Salva, or via PayPal, help@mysticalwork.com. And so today's topic is spirituality and self-image. So we were discussing about how lots of people become concerned as being perceived as crazy and how over time that needs to get balanced out. So I'm passing the sacred nail here to Carrie.
Oh, shit, I get a nail. That is actually stabby. Fun. No, this is a topic that keeps kind of coming up on and off for me. It's like one of the reasons I avoided this for so long is because I really was worried about losing my fucking marbles. Like, just not just being worried about how people see me, although that was certainly a part of it, but also just straight up losing my ability to cope with life or the ability to get anything done, and sort of descending into this cycle of being proud of myself for not being able to cope with anything. You know, like the kind of disconnectedness. And so that was a legit worry for me for a long time.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Is there an actual crazy? Like, I know that's the word we use. You know what I mean? I don't actually know what, really.
Yeah. There is an actual crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Craziness is basically defined as everyone you consider normal.
Right.
In the world of the spirit, that's why we constantly use mirrors.
Right.
Because everything is flipped around. So, in terms of, like, concern of going crazy, too crazy, like what Kerr said here, where she would disconnect from reality. If you're progressing spiritually, that's not really possible. Spiritual progression connects you deeper into the truth of reality and less into the social constructs of reality. If you don't fall into the social constructs of reality, that makes people within that construct think you're crazy.
Right.
However, as you spiritually progress, it actually brings you closer to that which is real, not that which is unreal, which is where most people live. Nail?
Do you need it back?
No.
Sorry, now I'm playing with it. It does have implications, though. Like, having other people think you're crazy, and this is what scared me initially, right? I like peeked over the edge of that cliff and was like, oh no, because it does have ramifications, right? And some of those ramifications are just people's bad opinion, which is not the end of the fucking world or anything. And sometimes those ramifications are more serious, like people trying to put you in the nut house or take your kids or, you know, get you fired or other things like that. And I feel compelled to point out that working with you has actually not done that whatsoever. But that was like a legit fear early on that I was, because I'm keenly aware of the consequences of people thinking you're bonkers. And really worried about what would happen.
Okay. Yeah, so that's totally understandable. If you are, basically, if you decide that what you're practicing is not actually real spirituality, which is the development of your consciousness. If you're just substituting one crazy for another crazy, then of course. So if you substitute the Christian crazy for, let's say, New Age craziness, or Egyptian-based craziness, or Islam-based craziness, then of course, because let's say you were like your normal Christian crazy, and you decide that you want to flip over to your New Age spiritual crazy, okay, which is a very common flip-flop.
Yeah, it's a common flip-flop.
It's a common flop.
From that one to that one.
They go from being Christian to then becoming some type of New Age-ness that is just as crazy as the Christians. In which case, yes, all those ramifications are definitely real, because the Christian crazies, the Islamic crazies, the Jewish crazies, Judaic crazies, and the Buddhist crazies all outnumber the New Age crazies. So collectively, those four all agree that your particular type of craziness is real crazy. However, if you go into expanding your actual consciousness, then you can't be perceived, you will be perceived as crazy, but not in the same type of way. Because even when they say you're crazy and you start to really open up and explain yourself, there's no refuting what you say.
I am going to say, as somebody who came out of a particularly Christian brand of crazy, that there is, for me, or at least there was a stage where I needed to sort of embrace things that were crazy and just go ahead and do them. And I joke and I tell a story about getting a goat head and fermenting it for purposes, or, you know, other things like that. But there was for me a stage where I had to just sort of be like, all right, fine. We're going here. And it actually was kind of delightful, but I don't think you can stay there. I think that leads to another form of imbalance.
Yeah, it takes you down another crazy little road. Okay? And what happens a lot of times when people come into this realm of spirituality, there is a phase that seems really crazy, and a lot of people stay stuck there. They stay stuck in that craziness, mm-hmm, because it's comfortable, because it resembles Christian craziness. It's just a different clothing of that crazy.
Right.
And so that comfort level that they have with crazy to begin with makes a different type of crazy comfortable. It's different, it's new, it's novel, it's, now I'm a different type of crazy. And there is lots of people that stay in that level of crazy because it's comfortable. And that's a big part of our work, is always like pushing past what's just comfortable. So lots of people get to that level of craziness and they're like, crazy, I like it, I feel comfortable. It feels familiar. So definitely there is that danger. But if you were to actually continue growing and continue on the path, you won't stay there.
Right. I was going to say, like, just being here with you, as I've developed, I've noticed, like, you as you're developing, because mind you, you're not there all the way yet. You're, like, in this process of development. You show us how to move, like, where it is important to not necessarily be perceived as crazy. So, like, in your workplace, mainly, for me, right?
Yeah.
So, like, just kind of showing us how to move in your relationships, whether it's with your boss, your friends, your family, like, showing us how to, like, yes, you're dissolving some of the, like, the crazy that you've got, that you've been taught. It's still there, but as you're, like, growing and coming out of it, you show, like, yeah, have a, like, balance. It seems like balanced.
Well, the thing is, you still have to live in the world.
Yeah.
So, if you start to realize truth, right, and you bring truth to crazy people, that's going to disturb them.
Yes.
So, if you start to explain the truth to someone who, let's say, is a crazy Christian, they'll get very angry and very disturbed.
Yeah.
Since they are the majority of the population, They have the power of numbers.
Yes.
If you have 100 people and 95 people all believe the same crazy thing, then even though 5 people might be telling the truth and are not crazy, those 95 people...
Majority, yeah.
...win. And they can trample those 5 people.
Yeah.
And if those 5 people don't really know, let's say only 2 out of the 5 know, the other 3 are pretending to know, the 95 will win those 3 people over, and those 3 people will jump back on the crazy boat.
Right.
So then there'll be 98 against 2. Yeah, because
as soon as they see the numbers, they're going to be like, oh, I'm jumping ship.
Exactly, because they don't actually know.
No.
They're just pretending to know.
Yeah.
Those 2 won't, and then will be outcast.
Yeah.
And then whatever the 98 will do against them will happen. So a lot of people have a great deal of concern about being perceived as crazy or people thinking that you're crazy if you tell them you're involved in these things. That's a real concern because they will. They will think you're crazy. Yeah. They will say you're crazy because they all live in the same type of crazy.
Yeah.
So the moment one person comes along saying something different, that person is going to be said to be the crazy person. It's the same thing. Like, everyone around is constantly trying to be normal. The fuck is normal?
For real.
What the fuck is it? Because even if you have two Christians who claim they believe the same things, that once you dig in, you're going to find out that they're not exactly believing the same things or for the same reasons.
Right.
Which means we no longer have a normal. Normal means what everybody does. What everybody does is not necessarily sane.
Yeah. Just because, like, naturally you were taught, like, majority. You know, like, unless you're, like, on the path, like, the spiritual path, that's just going to be what it is you're going to go with the majority. But once you start to figure out the quote-unquote, the matrix, like, you you got to understand where you're at. Like you said, we're in the world. Like...
I was going to say, when I watch people doing things that are crazy, and I feel like that itself is a huge discussion, but when I watch people doing things that are crazy, a lot of times there's this weird little cycle where they're, it's about them. It's self-congratulatory, and it's very seeking consensus, but like not... I'm not normal seeking consensus, so I'm not doing what everybody else is doing, but I'm seeking like outrage or some sort of stimulation that's about the person and kind of a affirmation of themselves. And I notice a lot of that when I'm looking at people doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, it comes from the same weakness. Because the weakness then says, like, basically if... the majority acknowledges me for this or this or that, then somehow I'm special. Everyone's special, no one is special. Everyone is special because they're all unique. No one is special because they all die. And they all go through the same life. And they all go through suffering. And cancer doesn't like say, oh no, not him. And, you know, so, but everyone thinks they're just the bee's knees to the world.
Yeah, for real.
But the majority are, you know, let's say, the world won't even miss them.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of where they need this check mark of, like, specialness so that they could feel like they have a reason that once that death time comes, the world won't forget them. Because if the world forgets them, then what was the point of their existence?
I feel like that's the wrong question entirely. But don't know that that's on topic.
Yeah, well, this is the question that the ego follows. So if the world forgets me, then what's the point of me being here? And since that's where the majority of the world follows, that's where the mind, that's the mental system, that's the way that particular mental system processes stuff.
What is not crazy?
What is not crazy is seeing for yourself, thinking for yourself, being yourself. That's actually not crazy, but in the terms of the world, it's totally defined as exactly what the definition of crazy is. Thinking for yourself means not being programmed to think, not thinking based on programs, not thinking based on ego, not thinking based on the total, on the majority rules, which means you're gonna have to get through a lot of things that you think for yourself, or you believe that you've thought of or come up with for yourself. Being yourself means that you can't be weak sauce. Weak sauce can never be itself, because it's scared of not being accepted by the masses. And the masses can be any masses you decide. So being yourself is really hard for most people. Most people can't be themselves because it requires self-responsibility. And people hate responsibility more than they love happiness.
Damn.
That's all? That's it? That's all?
Like that's what I got. Do you got something?
No. I have pretty much just that to say. The thing about, I had someone earlier this week, their whole thing, which I thought was delightful, was how can I get the spirits to take away all my abilities, all my powers? I just want to be normal. I want to be like everyone else. How can that happen for me, et cetera, et cetera? Well, like I explained to this person, that's not the way it works.
Just sorry, not sorry.
Number two is, the only difference would be that everything would still be happening to you.
Yeah.
The same way everything still happens to other people. The difference is you don't know why, therefore you can't resolve, therefore you just think it's normal. And so you just suffer along with it. So everybody wants to be normal, and yet everybody wants to be special. You can't be normal and be special.
Yeah.
No, everybody's always shooting to try to be normal, to be accepted. If you're that accepted, you're not that special. Because normal means it's the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
You can't like work so hard to be normal and then think somehow you're going to end up special. You're either one or you're the other. You can't be normally special.
Yeah, that doesn't make...
All right? So if this person then gets all their wishes of normalcy, then they'll be mad that they're not special anymore. It's one or the other. That's basically how it works. And at the end of the day, death finds no one special.
Boom.
And since, you know, attention is a rare thing, right? I'm going to leave this off at, go ahead and subscribe on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. We'll speak with you soon.